We're going to have now a Chazor Shir for this past Shabbos, Parshas Kedoshim. We were zeichet to begin our Shiurim on Pirkei Avos. Everybody knows that there's a very, very old Kabbalah by Klal Yisrael that during these months of the summer, after Pesach, until Yontif, to learn Pirkei Avos. And it's something that I've wanted to do. There are many things that I would like to do, and I decided that we would try to make a little bit of an opening to understand this amazing Masechta that has in it all of Yiddishkeit, all of the Yashus, all of the Eilichkeit, all of the Derech Eretz of what it means to be a Jew. I'm going to talk in Mitzvah a lot about this. The fact that it's called Avos is itself very, very old. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Lamed, "Man de boy lemehevi chasidu l'kayim mili de Avos." So Pirkei Avos was always known as mili de Avos, the teachings, the words, Pirkei Avos, the chapters of the Avos. So we need to understand, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We need to understand the name of the Masechta, since the name of the Masechta contains really the neshama of what that Masechta is about. So we're used to hearing Masechtas where the name is very obviously connected to the Teichen, to the contents of the Masechta, Masechta Brachas, Masechta Shabbos, and so on, Masechta Psachim. But here, we don't understand why is it that the Masechta is called Avos, Fathers, and how is it that that name is revealing the pnimius of what the Masecht is about. So, this shiur is going to be a hakadama to understand the meaning of Avos. Why is it Avos? There's something else that's extraordinary. The beginning of the Masecht, after the introduction, which is actually a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lailam Haba, we'll talk about that next Shabbos. But the introduction to the actual Masechta is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, Masar LeYeshua. Moshe received the Torah from Hasin and he gave it over to Yeshua. So if you look, the Rav Bartanura and other Mefarshim are wondering why do we have this interesting Hakdama telling us the Hishtalshlus of the Torah, how it was given to Moshe and then from Moshe to Yeshua and the future generations. Why is that the introduction to Pirkei Avos? It would seem that an introduction of this type would be more appropriate to the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, which would be Brachas. And we would expect to find a Hakdama telling us the background of what we're doing over here, what are we learning over here. We would expect to find that as a Hakdama to the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Masechta Brachas, the first Masechta. Why is it the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos? We'll talk about that in Mitzvah the following Shabbos, more specifically, today, more in general. And, as the Mefarshim ask, why does it say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai? Why doesn't it say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mekadosh Baruch Hu? That Moshe received it from Hashem. Sinai is a location. Sinai is the place. But the Ikar is that Moshe received the Torah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The simple or a simple explanation for why the Masechta, as to why the Masechta is called Avos, is that Chazal are making a clear distinction between human ethics, human Musar, secular ethics, and godly Torah ethics. In the general Musar of the world, when it comes to humanism, morality, ethics, and so on, that's the creation of human beings. And depending upon that particular society and that time in history, a system of ethics, a philosophy of morals will be developed according to the needs of that particular society and how it suits, oftentimes, most often, the leaders of that particular society, whether it's a king, or in democracy, the leading the leading people who control the legislature, the executive, the judicial, and so on, hopefully that are representing the population. And the purpose of secular Musar, of ethics, is obviously to see to it that there'll be a Seder, that there'll be order in society. This can change from time to time, from place to place, and it does change. Since the Makar, since the source of this, since the source is subjective, the leaders change, the people change, even within that society at that time. There are many who feel that there are certain ideals and morals that they don't agree with, and that they're being compelled by society to fall in line with a certain way of life that they don't agree with at all. And this has been the cause of not just machlokes, but milchamas, but wars. The United Nations, when we were kids, they used to take us from the yeshivas. We used to go to visit the United Nations. I remember my father, when I was a kid, telling me, the United Nations, oh, the United Nations, gewaldig, what they're doing over there, what they've done over there. The idea of different nations sitting together and working out their union. And everybody here knows that even before that dark day when Arafat Yemach Shemo got up with his gun and gave a drosha by the United Nations, even before that, it was clear that something had changed. And the ideals and the ethical landscape of the United Nations had already started to change in accordance with those individuals and nations who were more influential at that time, until eventually became a gathering place for third world thugs and murderers. All of this, of course, is completely, completely different from the Musa of the Torah. The Musa of the Torah is an inner, objective, innate, absolute Musar. Istachel kutshibicha baraisa uvara alma. Hashem gazed into the Torah and created the world means that the Musar of Pirkei Avos, the Musar of Chazal, the ethics, the morals, the teachings, the derech eretz, the way of life, is something which is unchangeable, and it is something which is addressed to the neshama of each and every Jew, each and every human being, and how that person is to live. It is not coming from a callous dictator or a nicer president or a judge, but rather it's coming from the infinite heart, the infinite mind of a father who loves his child and is one with his child. Atzmi Yubisari. Hashem is one. Kutshibichu Yisrael v'raisa echad. And the Jewish people are his children. Bonim atem v'shem hakeim em chavivim Yisrael. As children, the chavivus, the love. When a parent gives over the essence of who he is to the child. We understand, therefore, on a simple level, that our manual of Derech Eretz is called Pirkei Avos. It was given to us by our father through the Tanoim, through our Rebbeim, who are our fathers. Like we see in Navi, that when Eliyahu HaNavi went up and he left this world in a chariot of fire, that Elisha began to scream and to cry, Avi, Avi, my father, Rechav Yisrael Parasha, my father. The Chachamim, the Tzaddikim, are our fathers. And these Tzaddikim are speaking for Avinu Shebishamayim. Therefore, the Derech Eretz that we have as Jews and our system of morals is called Avos. It's the Torah of our father, and it's the chapters of our fathers, the Tanoim and the Chachamim of the generations, who didn't offer us their opinions and their views, but who offered us the absolute truth of Istaka Kutchabicha Baraisa, of our Father Hashem, who created the world from Torah. And the essence of all creation is Torah. That's the simple reason why it's called Pirkei Avos. It's a different Derech Eretz. It's absolute. It's absolute. And it's objective. It's not subjective. It's unchanging. It's eternal. But now let's learn Ba'aymek. Let's try to understand on a deeper level why it's called Pirkei Avos. Why Avos? Kimitziyim Teitzei Sarah. Udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. We all know the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that there's somehow a certain kind of a Torah that comes from Tzion, Kimitzion Teitzei Sarah, and then we have Udvar Hashem. Torah comes out of Tzion, and the words of Hashem, Udvar Hashem, comes from Yerushalayim. It sounds like there are two bechinas. There's Tzion and there's Yerushalayim, and there's Kimitzion Teitzei. Sarah, there's Torah, and then there's Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem. What difference is there between Tzion and Yerushalayim, practically speaking, and what difference is there between Torah and Dvar Hashem? Now, it's explained in this Sfarim HaKadosh, and we've spoken about this over the years, that Tzion is the Gematria Yosef. This goes back all the way to Chazal. The word Tzion is the gematria equals Yosef. The Torah tells us, "V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol echav ki ben zekunim hulo." That even though Yaakov loved all of his children, but there was something special about Yosef at Tzadik. And the Torah says, "V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol echav." He loved him more than all of his brothers. Ki ben zekunim hulo. He was a child of Yaakov's old age. Chazal tell us that Ven Zakunim, that Yaakov Avinu gave over all of the Torah that he had, he gave over to Yosef at Tzadik. He gave over to Yosef. Now, it's clear, and we have no question at all, that Yaakov Avinu learned Torah with all of his sons. And yet, there's something special about the Torah that Yaakov learned with Yosef at Tzadik. Kol ma shalom, whatever he learned, Chazal say, whatever he had, Mosar li Yosef, he gave over to Yosef. That means that he didn't give over everything to the rest of the boys. He gave everything over to Yosef at Tzadik. There's something different about the Torah that was shared, Yaakov and Yosef. There's something different. Many times over the years, I've mentioned the two great tzaddikim who sat at the feet of the Holy Yishbitzer, Reb Sodik from Lublin, the Kayan from Lublin, and Reb Leibla Eger, Schusim again Lane. And that these two tzaddikim, who were beloved friends, after the Meir Shalach passed away, the Ishbitzer, Reb Leibla was Rebbe, and then after Reb Leibla, Reb Sodik was Rebbe. And when one looks at the Torahs of these two tzaddikim, when you look at the Torahs Emes and the Imre Emes of Reb Leibla Eger, and you look at Reb Sadik's Svarim, there's too many right now to name. When you look at Reb Sadik, you look at all of Reb Sadik's Svarim. It's so obvious that there's something different. Even though the Nekud HaPnimis is the same, it's the Ishbitzer's Torah, but there's something very different. So there's a tradition that Reb Leibel was asked. The more accurate tradition is that one of the Chassidim, one of the elder Chassidim, was asked, why is there this difference between the two tires, the two ways of teaching, Reb Leibler and Reb Sodik? So the answer was that one of the tzaddikim gave over what the Ishbitzer said. The other tzaddik gave over how the Ishbitzer said it. And it's understood that the toichen, the contents, the material that is exploding out of Reb Sadik's Svarim is what the Rebbe taught. The Ikkar is what the Rebbe taught. How it was taught with crying, and with a heart that was falling all over the table. That's Reb Leibel Eger. With there, the contents, as brilliant as it is, the contents is secondary to the Mesiris HaTorah, to the giving over of the tzaddik himself. By a tzaddik, the tzaddik is more hidden, and it's the material, it's the subject that was being taught. What does that mean? It means that, of course, there's one Torah, but there are different ways of teaching Torah. There's a certain kind of hasaga, of understanding, that is given over not with words. Reb Leibel was struggling to find certain words, but we all feel when we read Reb Leibel's Svarim that the ikkar here is not the concept, it's not the words. The same way that each and every one of us, within each and every one of us, the neshama is constantly teaching, it's giving over to the guf. But it's not speaking to the guf. In the Svarim, it's mi'ira es haguf. It illuminates and shines itself, what it is, into the guf, to inspire, to uplift. It shines into the guf. It's not the same thing as the curriculum, as the subject matter. It's a hasaga that cannot be put into words. It's the or of the one who's giving over to the one who is receiving. It's that light that is being given over. The neshama doesn't say words to the guf. The neshama gives itself over to the guf. Chazal tell us that regarding the relationship between Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say, Kol ma she'ira li Yaakov, ira li Yosef. That whatever happened to Yaakov in his life would later on happen to his child, to Yosef HaTzadik. And Chazal go through a list showing us the similarity between these two lives, of what they had to go through, with their gullies and so on and so forth, what they had to go through. What does that mean? It means there was something in this relationship of Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. It doesn't say that by any of the other children, told us Yaakov Yosef. Of course they were all his children, and of course he loved all of them, and he taught all of them. But he taught them as one individual speaking, great individual, speaking to his children. There was already a nesira, a separation, a pirud. We don't have a person speaking to himself. We have a father, Yaakov Avinu, teaching his children. We all do that. Teaching his children. But that's already after the pirud, after the nesira. When you have two individuals who are separate, distinct human beings, then obviously Hashem gave us words. He gave us the Koach HaDibur. He gave us letters that we could use the Koach HaDibur in order to be able to convey thoughts and feelings by using words. That's when we have two separate people. By Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu, something else is going on. It's Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, it wasn't a matter of drushes, charuses, speeches, and so on, although that was probably there too. It wasn't that. That wasn't the Mesiris HaTorah that took place between Yaakov and Yosef. With Yaakov and Yosef, we're talking about Echad, about absolute oneness, a binding of two souls in such a way that they're inseparable. There, the hasaga of Torah is a different hasaga. It's a different understanding of Torah. Let's go back. Ki mitzion teitzei Sayra, udvar Hashem miyushalayim. Sion, we learn, is the site, is the mystery of Yosef HaTzadik. The Torah that Yosef received from his father is known in the Svarim as He'oras Ha'aba. The light of his father. He'oras ha'aba. That's called Kimitzion Teitzei Saira. That from Tzion, Yosef HaTzadik, that relationship of Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu, Kimitzion Teitzei Saira. Teitzei Saira. The ikkar here is not curriculum, it's not teichen, it's not tests, it's not the verbal give and take of a classroom, of a charusa. The ikke here is the ha'aras ha'aba, a father illuminating his child, giving over the essence of who he is to his child. That's kimitzion teitzesera, sion gematria Yosef. Then there's udvar Hashem miYushalayim. Now, many of you know that Yerushalayim is Malchus. That's the headquarters of Malchus Hashem in this world. Malchus is speech. The Dvar HaMelech Shilton. In the way that Hashem created the world, that inyan of Malchus is called, Malchus is Dibur, is speech. Torah Shebaal Peh is the quality of Malchus. That's Dibur. Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. What does that mean? It means the teachings of Hashem, the diburim, the words of Hashem, are in Yerushalayim. There's a tremendous difference here. Ki mitzien teitzesera, we're talking about pnimiyah shebepnimiyah haTorah, the inner light of Torah. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Lag BaOmer, the inner light of Torah, which can't be expressed in words. It's given over from a father to a child, from a Rebbe to a Talmud, which is higher than Dibur, higher than letters of the Aleph Beis. Udvar Hashem, that's regular teaching. Dvar Hashem is like the Aseres HaDibreis. Udvar Hashem, where there are words, where there are letters. Udvar Hashem, Yerushalayim. Look, it was just a Seder a couple of weeks ago, and we all know there's a very big question in the Haggadah. Let me say, it's not such a big question, but there's such good Torah to answer it, so they made it into a big question. Okay, so since we're children, everybody's asking, what do you mean? If Hashem would have brought us to Har Sinai and he wouldn't have given us the Torah, Dayenu? That's Dayenu? So the simple stuff goes, means that we would already be grateful and thankful. But this farmer asking, how could it be? What's the tachlis? To come to Har Sinai, Ilu Kevarof Nei Har Sinai, V'loi Nasa Lanus HaTorah? So what's a tiyul in the Sinai desert? That Ilu Kevarof Nei Har Sinai, if Hashem would have brought us to Har Sinai, even if he wouldn't have given us the Torah, Dayenu, that's enough? Why is that enough? There's no Torah. So there's a Torah from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi says a meridic thing. We know that when Bnei Yisrael were standing at the foot of Har Sinai, Chazal tell us, Poskozu Mosu Shel Nachash, that the filth, the impurity, the defilement of the snake from Gan Eden was gone. For that time, it was gone. And because of that, the Baditshuva says that they were able to be masig, they were able to know Torah, the way that Avraham Avinu knew Torah before it was ever given. It didn't have to be given formally in the classroom to Avraham Avinu, with dibrais, with words. It didn't have to be. Chazal tells us that Avraham Avinu's kidneys became fountains of wisdom. Whatever that means, why is it after kidneys, we spoke about years ago, but they became fountains of wisdom within him. What the Baditch was telling us is, Ilu kervonu lifnei Har Sinai, if we would have just remained in that state, even without our Father Hashem giving us the Dvar Hashem with words, we were already on a madreg of kimitzion teitzesera, we were in a state of dveikus with Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, like the others who knew the Torah, even though it wasn't spoken to them, it was in the kishkes, it was given over in that way that can't be put into words. It's the inyan of Yaakov and Yosef, of a father and a son, like we know at the end, Shamroa Evan Yisrael is of and bain, Evan Yisrael. So of course, we were not going to hold on to that madrega for a long time. And therefore, Hashem held them out of our heads, and then he gave us the drashas. He gave us the Aseres HaDibros. That's the Dvar Hashem. But that's a Yerida. That's a descent from the Madrega of Kimitzion Teitzesera. We were able to be masig. We were able to feel, to know inside of ourselves before God said a word. Before there was any Dvar Torah. We knew it. as a father gives over to the child. Even though it hasn't been articulated, it's a Torah of Kimitzion Teitzei Saira. Later on, of course, it was the Dvar Hashem that came with the Aseres HaDibros. This is the meaning of Sinai. We can understand what Sinai is. Sinai. Moshe Kibel Torah mi Sinai. Sinai is not just the name of a place. Sinai is a way of life. It's a way of learning. Chazal tell us on the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu when he had his dream. V'hine sulam mutzav aretzah v'roi shoy megiyah ha-shamayimah. The Yaakov saw a ladder. The bottom of the ladder was on earth, and the top ladder was reaching into the heavens. So Chazal tell us in the Medrash that Sulam, the word Samach Lamed and Demem, because the Vav is extra, the word Sulam, Chazal tell us, Ze Sinai. Sulam that was connecting in Yaakov's dream, heaven and earth, Ze Sinai. Which connected heaven and earth. Chazal say, Sulam Zesinai, Chushbana Dedain, Kechushbana Dedain. Sinai and Sulam have the same gematria, equal the same. Sulam equals Sinai. And the Zohar Kodesh says some amazing things about this inyan of Sinai and Sulam. However, Le'inyanenu, as far as what we're learning, Yaakov Avinu, we know, before he had that dream and before he saw the ladder, Yaakov Avinu had been learning a lot of Torah. As a matter of fact, he spent 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, and he was learning Torah day and night. We know he didn't go to sleep. It says only Vayishkav Amokam Ahu. He went to sleep now. He hadn't slept. He was busy learning Torah by Shem Ve'Ever. But something happened now. Something was different. Sulam is Sinai means that the Torah that he was learning, the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, was that bechina of what Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, with blackboards, with curriculum from the Board of Jewish Education, with tests and fahers and notes and homework. That was the 14 years of intense learning. But that's learning that's Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That learning is mislabesh in the oisius of the Aleph Beis, in the letters of the Aleph Beis. And all of that learning, all of that immense learning that Yaakov Avinu was doing on this one night, Vayishkav b'makom ahu, he's lying there at night, and he sees the ladder. We don't know what that is. The Malachim, Chazal tell us, Sulam, you want to know what it is? Sulam? Sulam is Sinai. It's the same Indian. And you'll see later on what Sinai is. But Sulam is Sinai. What does that mean? Yaakov, you know, opens his eyes and he says, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, v'anoichi lo yadati. Wow. Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, v'anoichi lo yadati. What changed? What did he learn? What did he receive that he didn't already know, that he didn't hear in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Eva? In the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Eva, he heard Dvar Hashem, words, in the mouths of his masters, of his teachers. What happened now, on this night, with the ladder, was Sinai, was a He'oras Ha'aba, was Hashem illuminated his very existence, Yaakov Avinu's very being, with his will, with his presence. So Yaakov Avinu wakes up and says, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, but va'anochi, I didn't know. That word, anochi, which is the first word that was spoken in Hashinai, anochi Hashem l'kecha, which Chazal tell us that the letters Aleph, Nun, Chaf, and Yud stand for ano, nafshis, ksahovis, yehovis, that Hashem said, I have written and given to you. My entire soul is in the Torah. I'm giving myself over to you. The father giving himself over to his child. And that, Yaakov Avinu says, Anoichi lo yadati. I knew the Tosfos in Ksubas. I knew the Maharsha. I knew Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kashas. I got A+, Aleph+, on all my bechinas. But v'anoichi lo yadati. This is something different. I received something now that I didn't know. It doesn't mean a different Torah. It's the pnimius of the pnimius, of the light and the will and the essence, kivyochel, of Hashem is Baruch himself. You know that there are many, many wonderful teachers, fantastic teachers that were zeicher, that our children and grandchildren have. But there are very few amongst those who are able not just to give over the Aleph Beis, the words of Hashem, but are able to be meir, to shine Hashem into the children. It's something else. There are many wonderful teachers, moras and rebbeim, who are experts in Udvar Hashem, the Yerushalayim. And they now have the smart board. I saw it for the first time. My friend Rabbi Kamenetsky took me on a tour of the yeshiva recently, and I saw for the first time this amazing thing that they make a computer on the wall, and they can do everything with a computer on the wall. So there are some fantastic teaching techniques that people have, and now we have all these different gadgets, and it's gewaldig. But to make a Jew, the Dvar Hashem is not enough. The words, the lessons, are not enough. There's kimitzion teitze zora. Kimitzion means anochi Hashem elokech, anonashi, my soul. It means Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. It means told us Yaakov Yosef. It means that I'm not teaching you something from me to you. It's you and I are one, just like the neshama and the guf, and I'm trying to give myself over to you. That's something different. That can't be contained in words. That's called he'oras ha'aba. He'oras ha'aba. Sinai sulam. It's something else. Moshe kibel Torah m'Sinai. Moshe kibel Torah m'Sinai. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu received from Hashem this Torah that's called m'Sinai. Sinai is the gematria sulam. Moshe Rabbeinu received Torah in such a way. If you want to understand on our level, why is it that these words, Moshe kibel Torah m'Sinai, Masar Yeshua, and so on, why is it that these words would become, were given as the introduction to Masechta Avos, the Maseches of our fathers? Because the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Sarah Rivka Rachel and Imahos, the Avos and Imahos are called Yishorim, those who are upright, those who are the embodiment of Yashras. Reishis is called Sefer HaYosha. We spoke about that Shabbos morning list here. It's called Sefer HaYosha. The Yashrus of the Jewish people, the Ehrlichkeit, the Derech Eretz, the Musar and the Midas of Klai Yisrael, which is Masechta Avos, which is contained in Masechta Avos, was given to us not primarily as Dvar Hashem, not primarily as lessons, but was given to us miyusoid Abba, he'oras ha'Abba. Of course, there are some words. The besides probably the Haggadah and Tanakh, there's probably no other one of our Svarim that has as much commentary and is as widespread as Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos on the lawn, you know, in the summer, in every single place where Jews are, for all of these years. Because the soul of Pirkei Avos is not the words of Pirkei Avos. The soul of Pirkei Avos is the Achein Yesh Hashem B'Mokom Hazeh, the Yashrus of Klai Yisrael, the Yashrus of a father who gives over to a son, the parents giving over themselves to the children, what it means, Ehrlichkeit. We'll talk a lot about that. The difference between Ehrlichkeit and Frumkeit, we need to talk about that. To give over. That's not something that's communicated with words. The words are weak substitutes, or can help to convey something of that Yashua, something of the Derech Eretz, something of who the father and the mother are, something. Moshe Kibel Torah Mis Sinai, it's different. There are people that you and I know, or at least we've heard of, unfortunately, who might have learned a lot of Dvar Hashem, but that hasn't kept them out of Otisville prison upstate or some other place. How could that be? How could it be that a person who has heard the Dvar Hashem all of the years growing up in yeshiva and probably knows Pirkei Avos by heart like most of us did when we were kids, how could it be that that very same person is not a Baldar Haaretz? He's not a Baldar Haaretz. In other words, how could it be that Pirkei Avos never made it into this guy's kishkas? Because every single word in Pirkei Avos should have kept him away from Otisville. I'm not talking about innocent people. Of course, you know, everybody, every Jew in jail is innocent. But, I mean, Hashem Yisbarach knows these things. And maybe some other people. Not everybody's innocent. How could it be? How could it be? Because it's possible for somebody to hear Torah that's called Devar Hashem, Yerushalayim. They're able to hear the words, the drushes, but they never ever touched the Sulam, the ladder of Yaakov Avinu. They never ever saw Sinai. They never felt Sinai. In other words, they were taught Torah, but they never received in a way of Kimitzion, Teitzei Sir Yosef Yaakov, Yaakov Yosef, Elo told us Yaakov Yosef. They heard a lot of letters, they heard a lot of words, they took a lot of tests, but it didn't make a difference. Everybody knows you can't talk in shul. And a lot of the chevra, the nishuls, they've read the Mishnah Berurah and they've heard drushes about it. The Isis, the Diburim, the Dvar Hashem, they know. And they can tell over to you the different shittas of the poskim as far as talking in shul is concerned. But that's all called Dvar Hashem. That doesn't necessarily change your life. That's not that could still be Achen Yesh Hashem B'Mokam Hazeh. I mean, I'm in yeshiva for 25 years. Yesh Hashem B'Mokam Hazeh V'Anoichi Lo Yadati. I didn't know it. I didn't understand. I never received Hashem in yeshiva. Anoichi Lo Yadati. I was shortchanged. I had wonderful teachers. We had great textbooks. We had great svarim. We had the smart book. We had everything. There was one thing that I never received, and that's, I never received the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I never received the pnimius of what it means to be a Jew. I never connected to Sinai, to Sulam. Kimitzion Teitzei Sairu, or maybe there were teachers of Rebbeim who tried, but I wasn't open at that time in my life to receiving it. That's also true. There are many teachers who try to do that, but the kids are not open to receiving it, in all fairness. You need a Nisein, and you need a mashpia and you need a makabel. And at that time in our lives, we're not always open to receiving. Same thing with parents. Kids are not always open to that when they're with the parents. We already know the famous question of Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital asked, why is it that the Torah does not tell us specific commands regarding midas? The Torah doesn't say, don't be lazy. Don't get angry. The Torah doesn't say those things. And Rabbi Chaim Vital explains that you have to kind of have to be a mensch. You have to be a mensch. And then you could receive Torah. But there has to be someone to talk to. God's got to have someone to talk to. That's why Sefer Bereishis also, for the most part, does not consist of commandments or mitzvahs. There was no Torah yet. So what is Sefer Bereishis? Sefer Bereishis is the book of the Yesharim, those who are mentioned. And it's the Seder of Derech Eretz, Kodma L'Torah. Sefer Bereishis is the book of Derech Eretz. Sefer Shmais, Hashem gives us the Torah, that's Dvar Hashem. But Sefer Bereishis is telling us, Kinderlich, look at your fathers and mothers, look what kind of people they are. Every single pasuk, every single perish, we could receive mamish from the aura of the Abba, from the aura of the Ima, from the light of our fathers, from the light of our mothers. Derech Eretz is Kodma L'Torah. The Diburim, the letters and the words, were only going to be later on in Parshas Yisrael by the Aser Sedibris. But the essence of the father and the mother, that's Sefer Bereishis. Who they were, how they lived, what they did. Every time we learn Sefer Bereishis, and we learn the Mefarshim, and we learn the Chazals, and so on, we're trying to receive the Or Ha'aba, the light of our fathers, the light of our mothers in Sefer Bereishis. Therefore, we understand now that The Masechta is Masechtas Avos. It's the Masechtas of our fathers. Because the Shoyrish of Masechtas Avos is Kimitzion Teitzei Seira. It's that Torah of Ilu Kervon Lifnei Har Sinai. Sefer Bereishis is Lifnei Har Sinai. Sefer Bereishis is Lifnei Har Sinai. It's like, it's Avraham Avinu received before hearing the words. Avraham Avinu was Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai. Sefer Bereishis is Ilu Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai. It's before Sinai. It's the way of the Avos. And a father doesn't just say words to his son. The mother doesn't just speak to the children. The mother gives over the pnimius. The father gives over the pnimius shebe pnimius that words cannot possibly contain. That's why it's called Pirkei Avos. That's where our Derech Eretz comes from. Of course, it had to also be mislabish in some of the letters and some of the words that we have in these Mishnais, which we're going to be learning. But the Ikur, if you don't connect to the Kimitzion Teitzei Seira, to the Sinai, to the Sulam, if you don't connect to Moshe Kibel Torah Sinai, from that place of Sinai, then you could read all of Pirkei Avos, and you could still be, I'm sorry to say, you could be a Chazer, a Freser, you could be a Mechutzev, you could be an Azaz Panim. And there's no shortage, I'm sorry to say, of Jews who know Pirkei Avos by heart, and they're not Balei Derech Eretz, and they'll still cut the person in line, and they still won't give their seat to somebody else on a train or on a bus, and they still have sticky fingers when it comes to other people's things and other people's money. Hashem Yirachem. With all of the tests on Pirkei Avos, it was a Pirkei Avos without Sinai. It was the Pirkei Avos without the Sulam. It was the Pirkei Avos without Yaakov Yosef. It was my Rebbe telling me some interesting philosophy of Jewish morals and ethics. It's not Pirkei Avos. We find an amazing thing. The Ramami Pando in the Asar Mamaris is explaining the Mishnah in Avos, which we'll see later on. So you all know, it says in the Mishnah, Chavivim Yisrael Shnitlahem Klei Chemda. The Jewish people are very beloved. Hashem gave us Klei Chemda, the precious Klei Chemda of Torah. Torah is Klei Chemda. It's a beautiful and precious Kli Hashem gave us. Klei Chemda. Beautiful garments. The Torah. The Ramami Pana asks, but you see that in the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, which is the sugi of Kabbalah Torah, over there the Gemara is called Chemda Genuza, the hidden treasure, the hidden Chemda. Klei Chemda, Chemda Genuza. What's the chiluk? Over there in the Gemara in Shabbos, we're told that remarkable inside story of what was going on in Shemayim, that the Malachim had a taina with Hashem, and the Malachim, the angels, were saying to Hashem, Chem the Genuza, this hidden treasure that existed tuf kuf ayin dala doiris before the world, this Chem the Genuza you're giving to them, you're giving to human beings, the Chem the Genuza you're giving to human beings. So they had a taina. So the Ramah Panu says, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Chem the Genuza. He received that Chemda Genuza, but he couldn't give it over to everyone. He gave over the Klei Chemda to the multitudes. The Chemda Genuza he could only give over to individuals, to certain individuals. That's what the Ramami Pana says. Let's try to understand on our Madreg. It's a very deep teaching. What's he saying? According to what we've learned now, we can understand that Chemda Genuza is not talking about the curriculum. It's not talking about the Dvar Hashem. As far as the Dvar Hashem is concerned, the Malachim didn't have a taina. And Moshe Ben Atake said, "Klum yeshkina b'nechem," like, you know, we need the Torah because there's jealousy and problems and people tempted to steal and so on. You don't need that stuff. The Malachim don't need that stuff. That's not what the Malachim wanted. What the Malachim wanted was the Chem de Genuza. How could you give over to human beings, Hashem? How could you give over yourself to them? The pnimis, shebe pnimis, how could you give over to human beings? How could you give your soul over to flesh and blood, to these people? How could you give over to the Chemda Genuza? They weren't tining on the Oisius of Torah. The Malachim were not tining on that. And then the Chanami, that's not our inyan by the angels, the oisius, the diburim. That's not what their taina was on the part that's udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. What their taina was on the kimitzi, on teitzei sora, that the infinite one is giving over to human beings the chemda genuza, the hidden treasure of what? Of his essence, kivyochel. This is the chiluk between klei chemda and chemda genuza. Klei chemda, Hashem Taka loves us, Chaviv Yisrael, and he gave us klei chemda, meaning that Hashem knows that we're not in a madrega to be like this all the, you know, to receive in such a way all the time, like we were when we came to Har Sinai. And a lot of times we're just sitting in the classroom, let's face it, we're not in the mood, and we have to have a rabbi standing, holding the mountain over our heads and yelling to put your finger in the Gemara. So that's the klei chemda, that's the words that Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave all of that over to us. In other words, the drushes, the Torahs, the classroom, the curriculum was given. That's the Devar Hashem. At the chem de genuza of Pnimish Shebepnimish really was given to be taken care of by the tzaddikim of the generations. The chem de genuza, the Pnimish Shebepnimish, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, the chem de genuza was given over to the children. The chem de genuza is that level of ilu kervonu l'fnei ha-sinai. Many people are not able to receive that. Now we understand. It's amazing. I spoke about this years ago, and I remember hearing this question or reading this question first from Rav Soloveitchik's Hatzad L'Vracha. Why over here it says Moshe kibel Torah Mitzinai umisara liYehoshua. He gave it over to Yehoshua. Remember, it doesn't say he taught it to Yehoshua. He gave it over to Yehoshua. Yehoshua was Moshe Rabbeinu's closest Talmud. He never left Moshe Rabbeinu's Dalet Amos. And yet, in the Gemara in Erevin, where we have the Braisa that tells us the Seder HaLimud of how Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Jewish people, in the Seder HaLimud, in the Seder HaMishnah, what's called there, in the Seder Mishnah, it's amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Aaron, then there's a Chazarev, he does with Aaron's sons, and so on, until the entire Jewish people have learned it four times. Everybody learns it four times. There's a person who's missing from the Seder Mishnah, Yeshua. It's a wonder. It was just Yeshua's Yahrzeit. It's a wonder. Yeshua? Yeshua is the closest Talmud. But here in Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah Mitzinai misar liYehoshua. He gave it over to Yeshua. In the Seder HaMishnah of how Torah was taught, Yeshua was missing. There was something different about how Moshe Rabbeinu taught Yeshua. It was different. The same way there was something different about how Yaakov taught Yosef. Yaakov taught all of his sons. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron and taught Aaron's sons, and he taught the whole Jewish people, but it was different. By Yeshua, it says in the Torah, "V'nesata mehoidcha alav." It wasn't a lesson. Moshe Rabbeinu placed his hands. We don't know what that means. He placed his hands upon Yeshua, "V'nesata mehoidcha alav," and he gave his hoid, his splendor, his glory. He gave over himself to Yeshua. The pnimius shebit pnimius. He didn't teach Yeshua, even though Yeshua knew everything. Of course, Yeshua was my oldest shiur. He didn't, but that's not the point. Yeshua is that link to Sinai, to the Sulam, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave himself over to Yeshua in a different way. It was a hasaga of Sinai. It was kimitzion teitzei sara. That's why Yeshua comes from the world of Yosef Atzadik. Yeshua, of course, is a descendant of Binyamin. Binyamin and Yosef are two sides of one reality, the children of Rachel. Yeshua is from the world of Yosef Atzadik. It's the beginning of Mashiach ben Yosef Yeshua. Therefore, here it's not a matter of words. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't say the words to Yeshua. When it came to Yeshua, it was v'nasata mihoidcha alav. This Moshe kibel Torah Mitzinai, it doesn't say v'lomda liYeshua, he taught Yeshua. It says umesara liYeshua. He gave it over to Yeshua in the way that we learned. Achein yesh Hashem b'makam hazeh, Yeshua said v'anoichi liyadati. Yeshua received it in a different way. Yeshua was given the chem de genuza of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was given the chem de genuza. He was given that. And that's why Pirkei Avos begins, the chapters of our fathers, is given in such a way which has in it all of the yashus, all the derech eretz, all the erlichkeit of what it means to be a Jew, which is mislabesh, barely in these words, which we know has, there's much, much more. The words are hiding more than they're giving over, the words of Pirkei Avos. That's why there's so much written on Pirkei Avos. That Pirkei Avos must begin with those words, Moshe kibel Torah m'Sinai m'sara l'Yoshua. Of course, through the generations, it would come into the Diburim, into the words, into the letters of the Mishnayos that we have in Pirkei Avos. And now we could begin to get ready for Lag BaOmer. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos that after the 24,000 tombs of Rabbi Akiva died, during this time of Sfiras HaOmer, after they died, the Gemara says that Hayo Olam Shamem, the world was desolate. There was no Torah. And amazingly, Rabbi Akiva, after being by 24,000 Levayas, you must see what that means. 24,000 Levayas. That is Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva began again. And he began with five Talmidim. The Pnimius Shebe Pnimius of the Talmidim was a Jew, in whose light we live till Mashiach and with Mashiach is, or is the light of the 7 days of creation, Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai. So the world was desolate when the students died. Does that mean that, like, all of a sudden nobody knew anything? Like, everything was finished? Nobody had any notes anymore? They were not talking and learning anymore? The rest of the Jewish people? These students were teaching Jews. Like, what happened to all that Torah? The Torah says there was plenty of Devar Hashem. There were words. There were classrooms. There were tests. There were institutions of Torah. But the Kimitzion Teitzei Sarah, but the Sinai was gone. The Sinai. And Rabbi Akiva saw this. What am I going to do? The Sinai, the Sulam, the heart, the essence, the Kishkis, the Rabbi Shalom, was gone. There was plenty of Dvar Hashem. Just like we can take a tour of many of the institutions of Orthodox Judaism, and we could hear lots of Dvar Hashem, beautiful Dvar Hashem on Shabbos. But the Kimitzion Teitzei Sarah, Yosef, Yaakov, Yosef, Sinai, Sulam, Chemda Genuza, Pnimius Shebe Pnimius, the Hoid, the splendor and the glory of what it means to be a Jew. The world was desolate. The Neshama of the Torah, what was going to be? What was going to be with the Chemda Genuza? And that amazing day, Rabbi Kiva put his hands on the head of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Samach Yodav Olav, and he gave over the Chemda Genuza. He gave over Bar Yochai Nimshach to Ashrecha. Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara tells us in Psachim, and in Yerushalmi, it's clear, that Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Dayecha, Sha'ani Ubarecha Ma'kirim Kaychacha. It's enough, he said to Rabbi Shimon, it's enough, Shimon. You and I, not you and I, Sha'ani Ubarecha, Rabbi Kiva said that I, and the one who made you, we know who you are. Rabbi Shimon must have thought, I, your Rebbe, and the Creator, we know who you are. We know your Koyach. We know that you have a Koyach to illuminate the world, not just to teach the world, to give light over to the entire world. We know that. What day of Sfira is Lag BaOmer? Hoid Shabahoid. Lag BaOmer is Hoid Shabahoid. Because Lag BaOmer is what? Is that world of Anasata Mehoidcha Alav. Rabbi Akiva didn't just teach Rabbi Shimon, although Rabbi Shimon, we have Rabbi Shimon and Shas. There's Rabbi Shimon and Shas, that's the Dvar Hashem. But the Rabbi Shimon of the Zohar Kodesh is Kimitzion Teitzei Sarah. B'ma'oros Tzurim Sh'amadata, we say in the Piyut of Bar Yochai, B'ma'oros Tzurim Sh'amadata, that in that cave, in that rocky cave, where you stayed all of those years, Sham Kanisa, there you acquired, Hoidcha V'hadarecha. All of the hoid of the Zohar Kodesh, and Zohar means light, the shining light. Sham Kanisa, there you acquired Hoidcha V'hadarecha. There you connected to the light of Abba in all of its beauty, that Rabbi Kiva had given over to you. Many times over the years I've mentioned, and we'll conclude with this, which I didn't say on Shabbos, but I'm sure that you remember, that the son of the Me'ar Shiloach, the Beis Yaakov, the Ishbitzer. He used to give a Gemara Shia. The Ishbitzer used to give a Gemara Shia to a very small group of great geniuses. He gave a Gemara Shia every night from 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the morning. The Beis Yaakov gave a Shia. So if it's hard to stay awake now, can't imagine what that must have been like. The Beis Yaakov would come in, it's described, I read a description of that from one of the Talmidim who was zeicher to be there, that he said that you could set your watch, not like it's now with the Heintek Chassidim, you could set your watch by the Beis Yaakov exactly 12 o'clock. The door would open, the Rebbe would come in, the shamans, the Gabbai was holding the Rebbe's Gemara, and would hold a candle, and they would walk in, and the Rebbe would begin to teach till exactly 4 o'clock in the morning. After 4 o'clock, at 4 o'clock exactly, the Rebbe closed the Gemara and would leave. This Talmud wrote that he can't say that he remembers all of that Torah that he heard from the Ishbitzer, those 4 hours she heard, all of those nights, after all of the years. But he says there's one thing that I'll never forget, and to this day it keeps me going. At 4 o'clock sharp, when the Shia was over, the Rebbe would close the Gemara and he would give it a kiss. The Rebbe, how he kissed the Gemara, he said, that I can't forget. How he kissed the Gemara. That's what it means to be a Jew. It's not just what the Gemara says, it's the kissing of the Gemara that the Ishbitzer gave over. The Dvar Hashem, he gave from 12 to 4. But this student received the Kimitzion Teitzei Sera from his Rabbi. He received the Anon Navshik Sahavis Yahavis. We have to daven that we should be able to receive that Torah. Our children, our grandchildren be able to receive that Torah. And that we should be Zorich Mitzvah to sit at the feet of Mashiach Tzokeinu, who's going to give over all of the secrets, all of the Pnimis Shabbi Pnimis, Yishakeinu Mineshikos Piyo, that's going to take place in Yerushalayim when we come back to Yerushalayim, and will be Zeichet to Kimitzion Teitzei Sera, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, the Gula Hashem, V'amitesh Mehev Yomenu Amen.